Nation UK is back after many weeks of non-stop conventions. and we're back.
And never stopping either.
Yeah, we've got a few more. We've got a break, I feel. We've got a few weeks break before Winter LFCC and MCM Expo. And then Hyper Japan. But I think we're pretty good after that. So, you know, I think we actually have Christmas to celebrate. Remember Christmas?
I know, I've got a Lego event. I got a Lego event before that, so I've...
That's neither here or there.
No.
what do you call it? So, we've got two fairly different animes to talk about. One of them is Denki Ga. That one's really interesting. We've seen quite a few animes related to erotica manga. This one's actually based in a shop. Alex, would you like to explain it?
I'd like to explain it. Oh. It starts out like an advert for like some weird little shop in Akihabara where...
And by the way, can I just say that backgrounds are spot on to Japan? Even the really? Adverts are spot on.
Like, no, they didn't just flashing on the trace screen. It.
Numbers and jingles and crazy mascots. It's all real. This happens in Japan. Carry on.
But yeah, it starts out with a little advert for a tiny little shop saying, oh, we sell everything. We're open 24/7. Manga store. Yay, come in. And it introduces us to what I would never expect to be people that sell manga at a manga store. A bunch of cute little girls.
And guys.
And guys. Well, one extremely tall guy.
Who never talks.
Never talks. And it's literally just their misadventures with customers in the store.
Mostly in the erotic. Shoppers.
And mystery shoppers.
Mystery shopper woman.
It's mostly just them in the erotic session, though. Which I've noticed for most of the show.
Just to add, in Japan, normally there is either a sliding door or those little things that hang on the ceiling. So you walk through it to enter the Euro.
Oh, a bead curtain.
Yeah, a curtain, yeah. That's the one. though, as Alex was saying, it was literally like Akihabara. It's a small one in this one, but it pretty much looks like all the big ones as well. You have different floors of different manga, and then the erotic stuff's just at the back of one of the floors. So you just walk into it, and you're like, oh, pretty little girls. Oh, my God, what is that little girl doing? it's like even when one of the dudes picks up... The mystery shopper lady picks up the manga and goes, this is the most censored thing. You need to seal it. It's like a couple of girls in the front cover doing nothing. So it's very misleading. But in the manga shops, I guess there's that way of knowing, oh, you've entered the red zone. You know, there doesn't need to be any warning. You just know you're in that area and then, whoa, it's all there. Yeah.
It's so cute and funny and
it is.
Stupid.
It's done very well because we've watched some really bad versions of this, and this has to be the best so far.
I wasn't actually holding up much hope for this, to be honest, because like you said, the last one we saw was the mangaka
artist.
Guy, yeah, who was a pervert. But
it was all about groping. There's no actual boobs. There's no erotica, no hentai, no nothing. I mean, apart from there's a bit of jiggling from a couple of the girls, but that's it. Nothing.
No, this is actually...
In good taste?
Yeah, it is.
It's weird.
I know. Yeah. I was saying earlier, but not the first story, but the second story I really enjoyed, like with the girl with the glasses, who she's not a sensei, I don't know her real name, but...
Well, they just call her sensei.
They just call her sensei.
She wants to be the top manga artist.
That's true, and she has to finish something is it the Comic Con or Comic Car?
Yeah, before the deadline for the next issue, yeah.
And that was just really done. I just like smiling throughout that episode because I was just like, oh, you know.
Even when she just made me laugh. She's a psycho. Like every time she's like, oh my god, I can't do it.
And then she went to baby mode.
Yeah, that was shocking. And then the whole Oedipus thing with that woman, that girl who was like, yes, they're there. Lie on my lap. I know you want to. Fine, everything will be fine. You just stay on my lap. Mother figure weirdness going on, but yeah. I think we didn't expect a lot of things from the characters, but they're developing really well. Any words on the male characters, guys?
The manager is a bit weird.
he's quite funny.
Yeah, he kind of records the blonde girl and like her ditzy moments, and she kind of, I don't know, I didn't get, was it like he had a thing for him and the manager or something like that, or was it a guy girl guy kind of thing? I'm not sure.
I just remember he was like, oh, something just happened with you and Thingy. Oh, let me lick your ear. Oh, that tastes like lies.
Oh,
lies.
That's a JoJo reference.
Straight away, you're like, yeah, this guy's
a JoJo reference.
But I don't know. I mean, after the comic convention, he was like, yeah, let's go for an after party.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, yeah, after party. Why are we at the comic book store? Well, you know, because since we came after a Comic Con, how about we all, you know, squeeze, wrap loads of manga.
Oh god. I would have walked away and I'm like,
initiate spaz attack on the floor. Yeah, it's all fun though. At the same time, we're not hating him too much. We're just like, oh wow, what a douche. But they just get on with it, and it's really good dynamic between the team. No one's really hating the quiet guy. He's great. I'm thinking, is he does he own the shop maybe? He's held in great esteem, Mr. Man of Very Few Words.
Well, he knows a lot about manga, doesn't he? And he can tell what manga people, or what era manga people like, just by looking at them, which is pretty amazing.
I love the whole, he had the girl, the sports comic, and then she's like, I didn't realise, oh my god!
God, shorts! And the old dude's just like, oh my god, I can't believe I lived so long. Thank god I lived this long to see
this manga. Old guy.
My 70-year-old sister.
The manga reading the comic about the deers and the pandas.
Oh, the panda and the panda likes the deer, yeah, or something like that. Oh, that was just crazy. This guy, Sommelier, he's awesome.
I'm pretty enjoying this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like, that last one we watched with the creepy, hey, I need to fill your boobs to know how to draw it. It's like, no, this is how it's done well. And everyone's not made out to be creepy for liking Arrow as well, which is nice.
It's funny how one of the girl characters loves it, and then she like makes it openly, says that she likes it, and everyone's like, yeah, we agree, we all love it.
That lady, she makes a big speech about, we're all Arrow book lovers. Mm. And I was like, yeah, it's such a good speech. I understand. So it's like, oh, yeah, that's great. Because usually it's just like, oh, look at these creeps reading that stuff. What a bunch of weirdos. And it's like, I don't know, it's a lot nicer than usual. And everybody's, respectful, I guess, of people's boundaries and all that kind of junk. But yeah, no, it's super cute. And at first I thought it was going to be like a slice of life kind of series from the very opening. But then it was like, no. And I was like, yeah. I'm pretty glad.
A lucky dip anime that worked.
Yay.
Yeah, I had no hope for either of these shows.
Well, if we move on to the second show.
Oh, the second one.
What was it? Tribe Cool Crew. Now, I, by mistake, skipped to the middle of the episode, but then I moved back to the beginning, and then I was like, what is up with this CGI? This slow CGI dancing, I'm confused. I went to the beginning, I was like, oh, normal animation. Maybe I just imagined some crazy shit just now, and I need to, you know, take a step back, drink some water, and carry on watching this anime. This one was interesting. It's all about you just watch this guy doing his daily routine. He's like traveling somewhere. You don't really know where he's going. And I thought he was a chick to begin with.
I thought that as well.
Yeah, right. It's what he's wearing. Anyway, so he's on his way, encounters a cat, has a staring competition with the cat, and then goes to this vacant like building, and this guy like says for him, hello. Hello. Goes there and he just puts his boombox on, and then enter the awful 3D CGI, and he dances. It's really slow motion CGI clunky dancing. It's quite cool. I mean, the whole dancing concept. And I thought, oh, okay, now it kind of makes sense with the whole style of the animation. His, you know, his eyes and his makeup and his hair. It's all very like trendy. What was it? Rave fashiony look thing. And so he's like dancing, and then you notice that there's a chick inside the room, and she's like watching him. And then you realise the whole series is about dancing and how he aspires to be like the top dancer. What's his name? Zhao. And his friend gets to win tickets to the concert, which sold out in apparently 30 seconds. Knockout. And everyone seems to have an obsession with dancing. Everyone. Like, even when they're in the burger bar, they're chatting about dancing, and then there's another table and people are talking about dancing, and then you find out they're watching a YouTuber who happens to be the chick that watches him, Canon, who is also called Rhythm. And she's kind of like an online sensation, and you kind of just wonder, oh, why hasn't he done that as well? And then the burger lady goes, why don't you do that as well? And I was like, yeah, exactly. And but nothing ever happens in the rest of the episode about him filming himself. He then later meets her, and then from the ending credits, I'm assuming they band together with other dudes, namely a lady with big boobs, a dude with eyeliner, and then a gentleman with really skinny legs and braces. So dancing anime, I'm getting the vibe. Okay, the animation wasn't that great, but I didn't hate the anime. I thought the anime was interesting.
Yeah, I did. What do you guys think? I didn't mind it. It was kind of not too slow. It kind of went at a good pace, and then introduced the characters nicely. Obviously, you're going to see new ones, as you said, at the end of credits. I'm guessing they're going to join part of the crew or something like that. It's quite interesting how at the very end it had like the idol as well, kind of overlooking them as if how
he's kind of hot. He's kind of really hot.
I'm interested in the kid at school though. The one who said,
the quiet dude.
Yeah, the one who was like, oh, whatever. I don't know. Something interesting about him.
I want him to be the most extreme dancer. Like, he's the best dancer, and he's just like, I don't care about dancing. And he's like, nah, I really care about dancing, guys. But he goes under, like, a persona or something.
Exactly. Inside his room is, like, a double-sided thing. He flips a switch and everything turns into, like...
disco.
Yeah!
Incredible comes down from the ceiling.
Oh, God. I know, I didn't mind it. The CGI, yeah, but we're getting that now in most animes.
But it was so slow and clunky.
Yeah, but wasn't there another one not too similar to this that had dance in it?
Miss Monochrome.
Was it Miss Monochrome?
Was it the one with the idols?
Yes, that was the one.
The ending credits, they had them in.
No, but they had them in CG when they turned into the idols with the clothes.
Yep, that series is still going. I forgot.
Oh, that's really popular. They have Happy Meals with the toys or the cars right now in Japan. That's how popular it is. It's that and Yokai Watch. You wouldn't have thought it, right, guys? Two animes you didn't even like.
I know Yokai Watch. Popular. I didn't mind Yokai Watch, but I couldn't believe how popular it is, especially to get like the chunky watches in Japan. They literally sold out everywhere, didn't they? So
I don't like the 3D. I don't like it. Like, just animate the dancing 2D, please. Or is it based off a game?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It looks like it would be some sort of
game. Yeah, that's why I was assuming, because it's all like has the three bits. So I'm like, this must be a video game. It must be a rhythm game or something.
Because it's got that startup as well.
Yeah.
You know, the startup where it goes dance all around the back of him, and I'm like, hold on, is this turning into a Yu-Gi-Oh dancing series?
There is no game, was it?
Oh, wait. There probably will be a game. A rhythm game. Depending on how
you deserve royalties on this idea, you know.
Yeah,
it's like, first.
Kind of like Idol Master. We're making claims on this now, so.
Yeah, I didn't mind the character designs too much. Idea is this 3D. It just makes me want to boff everywhere.
You're right, it's completely new. Nothing on this, guys.
Oh, wow.
Right, Crunchyroll, we're going to be doing something with you, set up a game and everything.
A visual novel series.
Oh, what?
Collect as many dance crew members as you can.
Oh, God.
Mix and match body parts and clothes.
Collect the dancing accessories, what you need. And music.
Yay.
Oh, dear. Weird.
What did you feel about the music, guys? Any good?
I mind it, actually. I love the ending theme. I was singing along to it at the end.
Yeah, it was disgustingly catchy. I was like, what is this shit? And I was like, oh, heartbeat. Oh, God, why am I singing to this?
I feel bad because a bit like Oran, I was too busy staring at the 3D rather than listening to music because I was just looking at it going, it doesn't move in time with the music properly.
I kind of blotted it out, the 3D. I was just like, oh, I'll just watch it.
Well, it was fine until they did the duo dance off bit where they were doing the same dance together. And then I was looking at it going, it looks so wrong. her long legs in 3D do not look right.
Yeah, no, she was super skinny.
Very tall, ridiculously skinny and tall.
It's super weird in 3D.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
No, it's like, your leg is as big as your bone. I'm scared. But yeah.
That was the one time I was like, okay, no more 3D. No. That's enough.
It could be like a 12 episode thing and they could like have budget to animate in 2D to do the dancing, and that'd be great because people are like, oh my god, look at this animation on this dance, it's so good. But no, it's probably gonna be like
right
now 10 bajillion seasons with the most 3D. Let's just animate the whole show in 3D.
Talking about series with 10 bajillion episodes, we have news on one long anime manga that will be ending very soon. Naruto.
Hey!
Sad time.
Bad time.
I know. Great times for cosplay. Fuck you, orange jumpsuit. Won't see you ever again at Expo. Shonen Jump announced recently that Naruto will be ending. My god, after resurrecting every single character 10 billion times. Thank you very much. Good night, Foxy.
Yep, on the 10th of November, that's the last date. That's the last chapter.
I was doing bets to see which one will finish first.
Don't pretend you're sad. You're loving it.
I'm loving it. It's like, oh, thank god, Shonen Jump can actually do something. No.
I'm a little bit mixed by this because I haven't read it for years, but David's been keeping me up to date with what's happening, so in a way I'm glad it's ending, but also I'm hoping it will end good, you know, because
not a rushed shitty ending. Well, it was all a dream. Oh, like Naruto's a baby.
You have 100 pages now apparently to finish this. Please do not muck this up because, you know, I don't want it to be like a rush job.
Make your panels super tiny.
Well,
a bit more on it.
I'm hoping the last chapter will be like extra chapters. They tend to do that, don't they? They make the last chapter like extra longer. I know,
like an epilogue as
well. Yeah, I know Fullmetal Alchemist did that and I think a few others did as well. But, who is it? Soya Image, he's a YouTuber who I've watched recently because he does a lot of anime reviews, but he has like a really good take on it, so he'll just kind of take the mic, but he'll refer it to stuff, and he kind of referred this as to a divorce, which is weird. He is kind of like, well, it's sad it's finishing, but it had to finish kind of thing.
That time.
Yeah, it's
that
kind of...
Bleach, I'm waiting.
I know, the anime
Bleach
finished
and
long time
One
ago.
Piece.
One Piece, I doubt will finish.
Never end.
Do
you know what?
Will.
I'm not sick and tired of One Piece.
No,
One Piece
can
go on for ages, though.
They're bringing out interesting characters. That's why I'm not, like, overly like, oh, fuck off, Luffy. No, Luffy's all right. I can live. I can live.
Funny enough, now, I was at I was at this gig recently. It's called the Story Collider, which basically people tell science stories. And one of the guys there, he was in a band, and for the life of me, I can't remember what it is, but he wore a One Piece shirt. And after he finished, I said to him, oh, that's a cool One Piece shirt. And he said, I have no clue what this is. I just bought this because it looked fashionable.
It's Uniqlo. You know it, man. He bought Uniqlo.
And he actually sat down next to me and said, please just tell me, explain what this shirt is. And like, it was basically when, who was the main guy who gave Luffy his hat? I forget.
The very first
Shawshank.
Shanks. Yes, that's it. It's when he gave him the hat and I explained to him what that was about. And he was like, oh, cheers. Now I can tell people what this is about. And I thought, you're probably not going to watch the anime, though, are you?
Or someone's going to catch him out.
Do you know what? A lot of people probably asked him if he's into anime and shit, and he's probably like, what?
Yeah.
So you probably enlightened him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He said, at least now I know what to say. So, I mean, like, Uniqlo are very popular with their One Piece shirts. Not this year, though, funnily enough, which is strange.
Oh, did they do another range?
No, they kind of switched to movies this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
I think they did more games last year.
Yeah, they did.
So maybe they want to change the genre, maybe.
Yeah, I'm hoping next year they'll bring some more. But, no, One Piece is one of those ones. It's going, and it's at a great peak because you've got a concert happening next year in London. It's, I think it's the same one that was in Paris. The tickets are still on sale now, but it's kind of like a Legend of Zelda Final Fantasy kind of concert. Instead, it's got the One Piece
One
music.
Piece.
Yeah.
And how does that work?
I don't know. Apparently, it worked really well in Paris. A few of my friends went to it because it was the same week as Japan Expo.
Ah.
So, kind of coincided with the week perfectly. I haven't seen One Piece in a long time, though, so I couldn't tell you. I read more the manga than I watch the anime, to be honest. But, yeah, with Naruto, a lot of people are very... I don't know. Kalu, Kalei, it's finishing. And then there are people like, oh, okay. Yeah. I just hope they end it good. Like, Hinata and Naruto, please, 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 please.
No, Sasuke and Naruto should finally seal the deal with a kiss, of course, because that's all that manga is about. Oh. Naruto! Sasuke!
Apparently
Naruto! Sasuke! That's all it is. Just go at the end.
That's Sakura just popping up in the background. Like, hi, guys! And then like, nope, you don't mean me? Okay, fine.
Oh, it's just... Yeah, it's gone on for too long.
I know. That's what killed it for me. The fillers.
Yeah.
That's just what kind of... No, I gave up after the tuning exams. Then I went back into it, and then I kind of left. So I kind of hopped in and out of it. So
it lasted longer than I did.
Yeah, it's all thanks to David, though. He kind of kept me up to date, and he's really sad about it ending, because he said, I have nothing to read now on a Thursday, because it is a kind of routine, isn't it? You kind of wake up and think, oh, I'm going to read this on the way to work or do whatever, and now it's kind of, what am I doing now, kind of thing.
Because I kind of got up. Yeah, because I'm interested. He's written some other mangas, like short one-off shots. So, one-shots, words are hard. But yeah, he's written some one-shots, so I'm like, oh, it's really cool, because his art's, like, even though I like his art when he first started, his art now is pretty rad as well. So, I want to see, like, what else he can draw, because he can draw, like, adults pretty well. So, I want to see if he'll draw an adult comic next, like, a bit more of a serious one. Would be cool because he wrote a manga called Mario, which was about a gangster.
I think and that.
Yeah, it was like a one shot, and I thought that was pretty interesting for him to write about. So yeah, I want to see him do something with swords and adults, but nothing like Bleacher, like Bleach at all.
Now Bleach, I gave up on Bleach as well, to be honest.
Oh, it's so dumb.
It bored me. I know it sounds horrible, but it bored me. It was...
It's like, it's always like constant, oh, we're the Soul Society. There's this other group of people who want to fight us. Okay, we're the Soul Society. There's this other group of people who want to fight us. Okay. And now it's like, we're the Soul Society. There's a bunch of people who want to fight us, but they're literally slaughtering, like, most of us. Huh. I wonder how this is going to end, because everyone's dying. So it's just like, this is like the same thing, like wash and rinse and repeat.
Literally, yeah. At least the anime finished.
Yeah, I remember the anime they had I was like, I don't know why I watched it, but I've read it, so it's like, why do I need to watch this? But yeah, they had like a whole filler, which I didn't know was a filler, because I stopped reading at that point. And I was like, what? You wasted my whole time! I'm so upset.
No, my friend, she still collects all the DVDs.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but her and her husband watched them, so... Yeah.
Of what, sorry?
Of Bleach.
Wow, that's a big DVD collection. That's a big shelf she has there.
Oh, God, yes. Yes. And she bought every single one of the In the Ashes DVDs separately before they came out in the season box sets.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of money. Props to that woman. Because that series was good.
Oh, God, yeah. But again, that was another case of never ending. And then when it did end, it ended.
She was like, ouch, I could have saved hundreds on the box set. But the thing is, back then, such a thing wasn't very common.
No.
Yeah. It's very popular now.
Oh, God, she would have never have known. And to be honest, it's probably worth more money if she ever sells. If she ever sells it, I say. Probably not.
I think they brought out the last few episodes in a box set. And then that's when she bought them. And then afterwards, that's when they started introducing the box sets. And was really annoyed. But she said, well, what can I do? You know.
But she gets pretty cover art, though, on her individual DVDs.
Oh, yeah, because they're all individually drawn and coloured as well. There's, like, all colours of the rainbow, literally. And it looks nice on her shelf as well. So
Because she might need to reinforce the shelf a bit.
Yeah. Though to be fair, she does have a pretty good collection, so.
I know that feeling when your bookshelves start to bow under the weight.
I'm looking at mine right now.
I'm looking at mine right now as well. I actually had to move my DVDs into the drawer because one of my shelves collapsed.
Oh, jeez.
So, and my books as well. So I have one beside me which is half DVD, but it's actually well structured, so it shouldn't.
Well, you can see my figurine slowly sliding into the middle of the shelf.
Oh,
I'm just like, oh, we can't stay here. It's Boeing. Not good.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that's definitely a sign to get a new shelf if they start to meet in the middle, literally.
Oh, less books. That would help.
Nah, just new shelves.
Just new shelves.
There's going to be no room left.
Let's get some more.
How do we fix it? Need more shelves!
Add more shelves on top, it's okay.
Start putting metal rods in the shelves.
And then when you run out of wall, make a new wall.
Yeah. Make a new wall.
Oh, wow.
Just figure out places to put them. Like, oh, kid, I don't need food. I'll just put them in the cupboards. Cool. Oh, well, at least they're protected.
Yeah, exactly. They're the only ones that don't catch dust.
Oh,
gives her less cleaning.
Exactly. And she thinks they're pretty as well, so she kind of leaves it there.
And was there any other news that we had to mention? Something about Smash, right, Harriet?
Yeah, Smash Brothers. Well, obviously, it's going to be one of the biggest games of the year. And it sold 2.3 million from Friday, and I think I don't know when the cutoff point was, but that's how much they've sold so far. And I'm not surprised. I mean, I went Friday and I got my 3DS XL. And I was like, oh. And funny enough, David's played it more than me. We got home.
It's not yours, mate. It's always been David's.
Oh no! He got one as well. We were the only ones who ordered them in. Everyone else ordered the game. We were the only ones who ordered the 3DS.
And you were saying as well your DS was dying. Good timing.
Oh, yeah, good timing. And, oh my god. Well, David downloads his game, so he, it took him a lot longer to transfer his stuff. But it was so cute how you transfer. Little Pikmin come along and then they start picking up panels and start moving it along to the new 3DS.
Aww.
It's so adorable. So I was just like staring at it. And I had to head out, so that's why I didn't do it on time. But when I came back, David was playing Smash Brothers and he's unlocked all the characters. And I'm just like, I've only unlocked three. I'm so rubbish at it. It's unreal. It's quite sad. As soon as I got it, I was like, right, okay, play Smash Brothers. But I want to see what feet rhythm looks like on this. Because obviously, it's a 3DS XL. I've never tried this before. I want to see the difference. Oh my god. So
basically, there are some Nintendo developers out there going, hey, she noted that little thing I did. It was worth it.
Oh god,
Yeah. It happens, man. When I first got my... did I get a 3DS? What did I get? I got a DS Lite, and then I upgraded to 3DS XL, so I missed out on quite a few gens in between. So for me, it was like, oh my god, there's stuff on this. there's a camera? Why do I need this camera? I'm never going to use this camera. I'm so going to play this with this camera until I get a game. I didn't get a game for months.
Really?
Not because I was using the camera. That was an example. I was street passing. Street passing was amazing. I was like, fuck the Vita. Way more fun. What does the Vita have? It has some sort of friendly thing. Come on, Alex, defend the Vita. It does something socially.
Persona Golden.
Yeah, I love that nothing.
Nothing.
Alex is like, I want a fucking 3DS.
I have a 3DS.
There you go. I just sails down.
I use the Vita when the PlayStation dies.
Oh. She used the Vita to Skype. That's the best one. There you go.
That's all it's used for.
Well, there's a Tales of Rose is coming out, isn't it? A new Tales of game is coming out soon.
What, you mean the Hearts?
Yes, that's it, Tales of Hearts, yeah. It's coming out in November.
Good news with that. So when I went to Tokyo Game Show, we had a chat with Baba-san, and because everyone, fans have been nagging, they're doing the dual audio. So any new games from now on, Tales-wise, will be in English and in Japanese. So if you really can't stand the dubbing, you can change it over. Okay. Sad news is this may be one of the last ports that we may be getting for a long time. He wants to concentrate on new titles only. So enjoy Hearts.
Yeah, but we have had a few in the last...
That's what I'm saying. This is going to be probably the last one for a while. It seems like they've got loads of new projects under wraps, so it's like, oh, cool. You have stuff happening. Excellent. Let's wait another 10 years for some more games to come out. they have to spend more time to make it pretty, remember? And CGI and plot and meowing, human meowing. They need to put loads of effort into that. So, Tales of Hearts, yes. Can't wait to see that.
Oh, and speaking of Smash Brothers, we have a date now for the Wii U. And
it is
the 5th of December.
Woo! Originally, it was supposed to be next year, February, so that's actually really good.
And I think that's when the figures come out as well.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Yep, and I think they've announced the first range. I am going to look them up now while you...
While we do a little dance.
Yeah. That's amazing on audio, by the way. they've announced the first lineup, and I'm not being funny. They look adorable, and even though I don't have a Wii U, I might buy the figure still, because they are...
Oh, is it one of those things, you scan it or something?
Yeah, the Amiibo.
Oh, cool. Excellent. Right.
And that's what the new 3DSs are for as well. You can actually put them on your game and then carry on. The only thing is, though, how are you going to see? Because if you put it in the bottom, how are you going to see how you fight? That's the only thing. Okay, the first one. You can get a special Wii U game with Mario. And the others that are going to be released are Zelda, Diddy Kong, Luigi, Pit, Captain Falcon, and Little Mac. I think there are a few more, but those are the ones I see so far.
I want Wii Fitness Trainer!
Oh.
Wii Fitness Trainer!
Oh, actually, here we go. The first 12 toys to be... toys, you know? they're not toys, I don't think. To be released in November... include Mario, Princess Peach, Yoshi, Donkey Kong, Link, Fox McCloud, Samus Aran, Wii Fit Trainer, Villager, Pikachu, Kirby, and Marth from Fire Emblem. A second wave will be released on the 19th of December, and they are Zelda, Diddy Kong, Luigi, Little Mac, Pit, and Captain Falcon. And they're going to be $10.99 each. So if you want to collect them all, you better start saving.
Yeah, this just seems to be a Nintendo thing, because they did it for all those, that Disney game, that Skylanders game.
Skylanders.
That wasn't actually affiliated, but they stole the idea from them.
Infinity.
Yes. That's the one, that's the Disney one, yeah.
And they brought out an Avengers style now, that's so tempting to get the Avengers one.
You don't need another cabinet, Harriet.
I don't have much room left, to be honest.
Make another wall!
I got a little Raven Pop Final Funko figurine, and it's just like, where do I put her? She's only tiny, and even then I had to squeeze room next to my Egon one, and between, I'll tell you where she is. She's stood next to Egon, in between Goku and Songbird from Bioshock.
Ooh, sounds like a nice sandwich there.
I know. And don't forget the sorceress from He-Man. Wow. Going old school here. Oh gosh, so yes. Obviously it was played a lot at Eurogamer, so I did see a lot of that, and it looks so good. quality. And I think they bring out port controllers as well, so you can plug in and play the classic Game Boy, GameCube. Yeah, and they all have the Smash Brothers emblem on them. So that's if you want to bring four people round and play, or if you want to play online. I haven't actually played the online feature yet on Smash Brothers on 3DS. Terrible.
We went to a Smash party. No one had Smash. It was brilliant.
No.
I was sitting there like, where? I was like, do you have like an illegal Wii version? And they were like, no. I was hoping other people bring the DS version. I was like, shut up, man. No one's going to play this offline. No one's going to sit in a room and be antisocial and play the 3DS online together. And then he was like, well, and I was like, no, don't even bring the meetups. That's different. You're traveling to a location to do so. We have traveled to a location to get drunk and play the Wii and laugh at ourselves later once we see the footage. But yes, Wii parties will smash. It will happen. I've done that in the past, so I can't wait. So December, yeah?
Yep,
was it November?
December.
I've forgotten.
Yeah, no,
yes, sometime in December, I will be gone and there'll be photos of me Wiiing. No. me smashing from weed.
Gross.
That's crazy. What we're here
for. Oh dear, but we're getting it before Japan. A day before.
That's weird. Yay. That I don't get.
America's getting it first. They're getting it on the 25th of November.
Yeah, but this is their kind of game, button bashing. Done. Literally. Japan, I don't understand. They made the game. I don't understand.
At least Pokemon were kind of all getting it at the same time.
That, because there's just too much illegal activity going on with Pokemon, that's why. They just might as well just release at the same time. Otherwise, some mafia child is going to make loads of money off robbing a truck or something.
I still remember the story of when X and Y came out, and someone got the game a week before release. And I don't know if this is true or not, but Nintendo actually went round to his house and put the game on him.
Pissed off!
And basically said, you're not allowed to say anything to anyone.
That's
about
horrible! That child! I think scarred for life.
I know. I just don't remember that, thinking, right, if we get the game early, switch off internet on the side of the 3DS. So no one acknowledges then what you're playing. Oh no, but that's a game I can't wait to play that, and I think even Within's coming out soon as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think it's out in October. Mm-hmm. I'm not entirely sure. Never had a chance to play it at Eurogamer.
Play what?
Evil Within.
Oh, it looked awesome. People walk around with boxes on their heads.
Oh yeah, we were talking about this last week. My awkwardness, I didn't have it folded up right. Well, I had it folded up, so I kept knocking into people. It's like a classic situation.
Dude, you weren't supposed to do that. You were supposed to carry your shit in it.
I know, I didn't realise that until afterwards. It could have been so handy on Saturday, I
think. It looked good, though. Yeah. I saw footage of it. I couldn't be bothered to queue up, so I just looked at other people playing it.
No, that's I've seen some people play it on YouTube, and it does look scary.
Do you know what? Sad thing, I have to say, like, there was so much hype about that Alien game at Eurogamer. Do you know what people have been rating it? Like, 2 stars? I was like, what?
Really? They named it the game of the show.
Yeah, I know, right? I was like, named game of the year, rated 2 stars.
Oh my god.
I need to make a meme. I need to put it on the alien's big shiny head.
I did see, I don't know who it was, they played not the proper game, they weren't allowed to slip in the survival mode. And you know, like, you thought you could crawl through the tunnels to escape him? Nope. It crawls in the tunnels with you.
Oh man.
So you're pretty much
screwed. Oh, that's comforting, isn't it?
I know, it was just like, it was crawling along, and the next thing you know, it popped up and it's like, hello!
I'm sorry, the bit where it's like, would you like to hide in this locker? I'm just like, that's just instant death! The alien's coming towards me, it's looking at me, it smelled me, it just literally acided the locker into my face.
Ooh.
That was a bad idea, hiding in the locker.
The movie scared me when I was younger. No, I didn't want to try the game. I think it's out now.
It is, it is.
Yeah. That's a shame, I didn't realise it only got 2 stars.
Yeah, that was sad. I think someone was just hating on it, to be honest. Wow. I played it. It looked great. I mean, I have the original Alien game. Think about that. Sega Saturn.
Wow.
Many, many moons ago.
I
saw a really big change, obviously. So for me, it was like, oh, wow, this is actually fun to play. Before, like, these blocky things used to chase me. I felt like I was playing Doom back in the day when I looked back at the actual graphics and whatnot. This seemed cool. Though I'm not a fan of Xbox, so I don't think I would ever buy it because I'm not cool with the whole, oh, this pad moves me, this pad moves my camera angle. Oi, I'm looking at the ceiling. What am I doing? Why am I looking at... Oh, I can't fix it. Oh, no, the alien's eating my arse. This is the problem. Xbox gives us too much control. Too much control.
Oh,
apart from that, I think we've covered most of the new stuff. Was there anything else?
I don't think there is. I think. Well...
Anyone pregnant? Anyone?
No.
God, no.
No.
Funimation, okay. Sub my show faster.
Yeah, so Funimation steals Alex's shows.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Also, I'm looking forward to WWE 2K15 as well. That's out at the end of the month. Can't wait for that. The only wrestling, the first wrestling game I bought in years. I just like. Well,
you don't have to justify it, girl. It's fine.
No. It's just kind of for. I think it's more the graphics in this. It just looks good, but I'm getting on PS3, so.
So you'll still be drooling over what's his face, chest. I was going to attempt to say his name, but I thought, nah, it's fine.
Roman remains.
I'm still Roman laughing remains. About that from last week. You know?
So was it Roman? I was right. It was Roman.
Yeah.
Roman.
Roman.
Where are you getting Ronan Roman from, Alex?
I'm samurai. Thinking of Stargate.
Roman Reigns. That's it. Yep.
There we go.
Okay. He's out sick at the moment. I'm like,
yeah, Harriet poisoned his tea.
Unless I caused the hernia, I have no clue how.
You kicked him in the groin.
Oh, well. Well, there's an image there.
Hiya!
Oh, God, I'm gone again. Oh, dear.
What a note to leave it on.
Yeah, so it's the end of the show, so we'll see you next week. Ta-ta!
Bye.
Bye.